From KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm Wendy Nordquist, your host for an hour of fine music. Tonight, we'll be looking at some American-made music. It's July, and we think about our country's origins. Close to the Independence Day anniversary, and boogie-woogie music is a style that sprang up in America. Developed in African-American communities in the 1870s and gained national attention through its popularity in Chicago, and it was at its peak probably by the late 1930s, after which time it didn't last that much longer in the popular pantheon. But it is a music that still goes on. I've got plenty of examples of boogie-woogie for you tonight. Right now we're hearing from Butch Thompson and Pat Donahue with Yancey Blues, named for one of the originators of the style of music by the name of... Jimmy Yancey. We'll turn back the time to 1937, 38, and 39 for some of the earliest recordings of this style of music by the men who made it popular. And we'll begin with Albert Ammons with Boogie Woogie Blues.
Thank you.
was Jimmy Yancey at the piano, born in Chicago in 1898 or thereabouts, who really helped establish the boogie-woogie style with a slow, steady, simple left-hand bass pattern driving the riffs with the right hand. And he was known for his unpredictable inventiveness of his right hand, largely self-taught, one of the early popularizers of this American style of music, as was the preceding group, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, playing a Clarence Pinetop Smith composition simply titled Boogie Woogie. And Pinetop Smith is often credited with naming the style of music. And we started off with Albert Ammons, another early practitioner, early player of Boogie Woogie, and his song was Boogie Woogie Blues, all three of those from the late 1930s. And there was plenty of activity, American musicians going to Europe, European musicians coming to the U.S. and sharing in the music. And we'll hear next from Django Reinhardt as he plays a song written by Pinetop Smith, Boogie Woogie Part 1. And we'll start that at the beginning. Thank you. Pete Johnson at the piano with the Hot Club of France, a song that he wrote along with Dave Dexter, and that was the 627 Stomp, recorded in 1940, preceded by Django Reinhardt and the quintet of the Hot Club of France, probably many of the same players in that recording, also from 1940, with Boogie Woogie Part 1 by Pinetop Smith. On this Boogie Woogie edition of Fine Tune tonight, I'm Wendy. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll turn to one of the best known Boogie Woogie songs from the Andrews Sisters from 1941.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da, toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
The 1941 song composed by the duo of Don Ray and Huey Prince for the Abbott and Costello comedy film Buck Privates. And there has been controversy about what real trumpeter may have inspired the lyrics for Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, but the song was very similar to a previous Ray and Prince composition called Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar. A very similar sound indeed. Well, Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots got on the Boogie Woogie train in 1944.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a-ta-ay-ay, Come on, yippee-yay.
Get along. Get hip, little dog. Get along. Better be on your way. Get along. Get hip, little doggy. And he trucked him on down that old fair way, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-til-yah-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got a knocked-out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call the swing half-breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the I-I-A, come at the yippee-I-A.
Long. You better be on your way. Get long. Get hip, little doggy, as he trucked it on down the old fair way, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-tilly-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got to knock that western accent with a Harlem touch.
That cat was raised on loco weed. Jackie's what you call a swing half-breed.
Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the aye-aye, come at the yippee-aye.
Come at the aye-aye, come at the yippee-aye.
Get along, little doggy, better be on your way.
Chet Atkins and his guitar pickers with Chet's song, his tune, Centipede Boogie, 1949. And we heard Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots with Cow Cow Boogie, written by Don Ray and Betty Carter and Jean DePaul, 1942. And that was written for another comedy film, Ride 'em Cowboy, back in 1942, but they didn't use it in the film. And next, Tennessee Ernie Ford's Shotgun Boogie.
There it stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Well, I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Well, I called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Tennessee Ernie Ford with a song that would likely not be written today. Lyrics are a bit questionable, let's say, from 1950. But we'll turn to 1960 next, to Boy Blue, Willie Jones, and Joe Lee.
All night before.
A song written by John Lee Hooker and Bernard Bessman in 1948, Boogie Chillin'. And we'll skip ahead to 1971 and a boogie woogie from John Hartford.
Down in the city, it's a pity what's there. Oh, the kids in the gutter running really bare. How much of money do I have to get to get me set where the jet set gas? Like up on the hill where they do-do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do-do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Down in the city, if you ain't dead, you better watch that man, he's gonna bust your head, throw you over and leave you alone. He's a 20 minutes late, he gotta be back home, way up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Rats in the alley and a roach on the floor. A businessman a-hunting for a two-bit whore. I thought I heard some housewives say I gotta go up the hill for the PTA. Meets up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was getting on home way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Now all I know about is what I read. To see you coming at me on a TV screen. Every time the boogie, well, it gives me a thrill. But they always seem to do it way up on the hill. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here.
Man. say.
We do the radio boogie all over the dial with a solid kick and red hot lick. It's Tennessee style. The radio boogie all over the dial with a solid kick and red hot lick. It's Tennessee style.
Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys with Flyin' Right, written by one of the band members, Lee Jeffries, a group that got together in 88, and they played for about 10 years and then took a break, I think. And I think they're active today, based in California, and a notable rockabilly and western swing band in that area. And we heard Hot Rise with a song written in 1952 by Ralph Mayo and L.C. Smith, Radio Boogie, from a great live concert album recorded at the Boulder Theater back in 1996. And we started off with John Hartford and Up on the Hill Where They Do the Boogie, from his complete Warner Brothers collection, Aeroplane. Plenty of boogie-woogie to fill hours of music, but we've only got minutes remaining. We'll turn to a Twin Cities-based quartet, the Jazztronauts. I've got an album of theirs from the year 2000, I believe, and we've got their namesake piece, the Jazztro Boogie.
Been a long, hot day, you're looking to unwind. Tranquilize your nerves, anesthetize your mind. Let me hip you to one dance step for mankind. Now's the time and this here is the place. Grab yourself a drink, forget that old rat race. Let the Jazztro Boogie blast your cares into outer space. You do the Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie. Boogie. Boogie till your head is clear. You do the Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie. Rock it to the hipless. Satellite year, way to move. Subatomic, supersonic group. With the Jazztro Boogie, got nothing left to prove. Yeah, you do the Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
The Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie.
Jazztro Boogie. Boogie till your head is clear.
Willie Nelson with Freight Train Boogie, a song written by the Delmore Brothers using their pseudonyms of Jim Scott and Bob Nobar, one of the most popular jukebox songs of 1946, the Delmore Brothers version, that is, and it's easy to see the influence of the boogie-woogie sound on the rock and roll that came soon after. And this, the Delmore Brothers recording is often regarded as one of the first rock and roll recordings. And we've got just two more songs. We'll try to squeeze them in here. We'll hear from the Cactus Blossoms with a boogie from long ago, and John Batiste with a more current one.
Way up in Alaska, 40 below, gotta move the way of the Eskimo. They do the cold foot boogie when the sun goes down. They do the cold foot boogie, the only dance in town. The ice all melts when the music plays. I grab my gal and we join the craze. We do the cold foot boogie till we're nice and warm. That cold foot boogie never did nobody harm. Was a sunny day in the month of June. She wanted a ring and to marry me soon. I did the cold foot boogie right out that door. I did the cold foot boogie and she didn't bother me no more. Soaked, I was sad and weary. Had cold foot boogie through a foot of snow. I did the cold foot boogie all the way to Mexico.
Cold foot boogie written by band member Paige Burkham. And one final song, this one from John Batiste. John Batiste with Kenner Boogie, sounding like it could have been written 80 or 90 years ago, but he wrote it, and it's on his 2018 album, Hollywood Africans. Closing out this edition of Fine Tune, I'm Wendy Nordquist. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join me next time.